you can be free from fear.
Living Courageously, now available wherever books are sold, or order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The difference between the spiritual man and the natural man, they both know the facts. But the spiritual man receives the things of the Spirit, which are truth. Somebody needs to catch that right there. They have nothing to do necessarily with facts. This is what we have to rise up above stuff, because God knows your facts. See, you just don't know where I come from or what I come out of. God knew that before you got in it. What you was gonna go through. Understand? Because if you allow it, facts, they'll get into your head. And yes, we don't deny facts. We don't live in denial. Don't misconstrue that. Some people live in denial. No, yes, that's a fact. But over here on this side is the truth. And I choose the truth over this fact. How many know truth will change facts? Do you know when Jesus came, everything changed, starting with time? It went from BC to AD. So everything in time had to change. It was affected by him. Who else is there that has that testimony? Nobody. BC, before Christ, and AD. After his death. Amen. Everything is, that's, everything hinges upon that. Amen. That ought to give somebody a clue. Amen. So the spiritual man knows all the facts. He knows there's no money. He knows that it's been said it's cancer. He knows that there's a paralysis. He knows all these things, but the spiritual man receives the word of the Spirit, which is truth. Now, the spiritual man, and whether you feel like you are spiritual or not, if you are saved, if you've been truly born again, and only you really know that, then there's a dimension of your life that is spiritual. You've been connected. See, your spirit is no longer dead, even though you act a fool sometimes. I'm telling you the truth. Even though you missed the mark sometime, and you had them good days and them bad days, and you still may not get along with so-and-so. You might be harboring unforgiveness or grudge in your heart, but still, you've been born again. See, these things are not going to, well, they may have some weight in, you know, what happens when Jesus comes for you. But the most weight it's going to have is in your walk. See, if you walk in unforgiveness, that opens doors for stuff. Amen. You know, when you hold stuff in your heart, or when you, you know, have stuff with people, that doesn't necessarily cause you to be lost. You still can be saved. But it's going to mess with your walk. You understand? See, it doesn't, let me say it this way, it doesn't even really matter with God whether you walk in wisdom or whether you walk like a fool. Amen. It doesn't affect him. Amen. It affects your life here. Amen. You live like a fool, you're going to live the life of a fool. And you're going to reap, like that song says, my time of favor and grace, time to reap what I've sown. And sometimes you wonder why you reap what you're reaping. Think back. Think back. You can connect the dots. Think back. And then you realize, oh, okay, I see here. So it doesn't affect your standing. The thief on the cross, he lived the life of thievery. And they were justly being crucified. He didn't have no life. Amen. But he did repent. Amen. And Jesus, see, it don't take no purgatory and all that foolishness. Jesus said, this day. Amen. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to heal you. You get down off the cross, you go join a church and get some works under your belt and spend some time in prayer and study my word and then you'll be okay. No, he said, this day. He said, when I go, you're going. You're going to see me. We'll be there together. Are you hearing? So sometimes, you know, I know many saints today, especially in this time that we live, they struggle. Struggle with habits, struggle with different things, struggle with people, struggle with situations. Some are not faithful. I just want to kind of open up the treasure box of heaven because God doesn't measure us on our performance. Now, that don't mean that, you know, okay, I don't have to perform now. I don't have to do anything now. I just go, no. Now, if you're really saved... See, something's in your heart. And something just ain't gonna let you always act like no fool. Hello? If you always act like a fool, you better check to see if the blood that you've been washed in is his blood. Because see, when he saves you, he gives you a nature. And even though you might mess up, you feel bad about it. You feel like, Lord, you don't continue on that track and get worse and worse and worse and worse. But when you're truly saved, your standing is fixed. Like I said, it's a finished work. Somebody say, game over. Tell somebody, devil can't have me. I'm saved. I'm not trying to get to heaven. I'm born from there. See, this is what a whole lot of folks don't understand. Jesus ain't taking no chances. He said, all that you have given me, have I kept and lost none? I can rest in my salvation. See, when I know he's at work in me, even when I don't feel good about me, when I feel like I've messed up somewhere, or I need, you know, a lot of times we kick ourselves and feel like we need to be doing better. We need to be better. Well, rest in the Lord. Let the Lord build the house. Let the Lord work on you. Let him form you. Let him fashion you. Let him shape you. And you stop trying to do it yourself. You make a mess out of things. But oh, when you let God work on you. Don't worry, you ain't got to go looking for no trouble. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. You ain't got to go looking for no fights. Just walk upright. Tell somebody, let God do it. He'll do it right. All right. Go with me to Romans chapter 4. Let's start at verse number 17, the portion in the New Testament on the father of our faith and his wife Sarah, Abraham and Sarah. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not, as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Amen? Abraham, notice he had to rise. You know, the song says, let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of our King rise. Let the praises of our King, let it rise. There was something Abraham had to rise above. We can bump around here allowing the natural aspect of our lives to govern us all we want. And, you know, in the end, we'll be saved. But there's an adventure. There's a journey. And if you want to replace that boring life that you have for the adventure God wants to take you on, when you come to that place of faith crises, choose to go beyond where God is calling you. Choose God. It may be a challenge, a fight here and there, but choose it. Life will never be the same. It'll never be boring. It'll never be idle. You'll grow into your purpose and into God's plan. Abraham, he had to rise above the facts. Tell somebody beside you, rise above the fact. And while he had to journey above facts, he still considered all things. Come on. He still, you know, he looked around at the deadness of Sarah's womb. He thought about his age. All these were issues. These things, you know, flooding his mind. But Abraham, at a point in time, he rises above the facts while he considered all things. You see, the reason why we know the facts is that we are not, you know, people sometimes say Christians are silly. They just live in denial. And some do. They live in denial, like ain't nothing going on. We don't live in denial. You understand what I mean? We understand what the facts are. But we understand also that truth will cause us to rise up above facts. Did you know Abraham was taking Isaac to offer him? He was taking him on a journey that God had told him to take him to do. And he had servants that were traveling with him. When they saw Mount Moriah afar off, he told his servants, stay here. In other words, I'll say it this way. You don't qualify for this last leg of this journey. Only my son. And the servant stayed there while he and the son traveled on. You see, some people can't handle truth. See, that's where you separate fact. Some people stop right there. And sometimes you got to separate relationship or association and say, okay, it's cool. You know, I can meet you there. I can talk to you there. But listen, I can't talk to you right now. I'm on a journey, amen, that's going to require truth.
We are continuing in part 25 of The Faith Crises, The Truth Makes You Free. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 declares, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you are saved, you are spiritual. True freedom is found in the Word of God. Too many people today are being preoccupied with the things of the world instead of focusing on the plan of God for their life. John 8:36 proclaims, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.